Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. The toll-free number for you is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you tonight is Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Inviting you there, you'll see the features there are free, unlike those other talk show hosts that are constantly trying to get you to pay them $5 or $6 or $7 or $8 a month in order to access their websites. We do it all free. So enjoy over at freetalklive.com. Of course, you can take control of these airwaves. That is the point of this radio program. On the way here, Mark, you've got more police-related news story. Pull this one up, Mark. The guy who's a cartoonist who is now under fire from the local police department. And we were just talking about a moment ago, for those of you just joining us, a police officer busted for DWI here in our very own New Hampshire, but this could happen anywhere, though it doesn't happen as often as you might, well, as you might should hear about it happening, because cops, you know, a lot of them like to drink, and some of them get behind the wheel, but in a lot of cases, there's this thing called professional courtesy, where if nobody knows... Like, if the cops pull over another cop and nobody knows that the cop's been pulled over, if it's just between the two police, then you know, the cops might let the guy go. Or, as this cop was suggesting, give him a ride home. Or, you know, just kind of...
He got into an accident
and
hit somebody's car, you know?
Right. I guess
they could have... Taken, you know, they could, right? They could have put his car up on a flatbed, taken it someplace, and, you know, driven him home, let him sleep it off, and then he can get his car in the morning or figure out what he's going to do with the insurance company. But they did what, you know, they did what they would should do, which is what they would do with everybody, is, you know, lock him up and you charge him with DUI, I guess.
Well, that is what happened, although is the average person, I don't know, I've never been charged with a DWI, thank goodness, but does the average person get a $500 bail when they get arrested for DWI?
Not. Yeah, especially after hitting a car and blowing up, and just what you quoted earlier from his rant. After being arrested and being thrown into a cage, the idea that he gets a $500 bail is just absurd, because there are people here in Keene that have gotten higher bails for doing something that involves no victim whatsoever.
Right, yeah. That's why I'm speculating that this is probably an atypical, this $500 bail.
I think the bail is agreed atypical.
Yeah. So there are all kinds of examples of how it is that police officers get treated differently from the rest of us. And that's why I'm suggesting that this officer is probably correct. He was very upset at these cops for arresting him. He was very upset that he was being charged, upset that he was being taken into a cage, because he figured that this shouldn't happen to him.
Nope.
He figured he was one of them, and that there's this thing called professional courtesy, and that they should leave him alone, and that, hey, guys,
well,
I would have left you alone.
Yeah, let's call it what it is, though. It's a thing called a class system in America.
Mm-hmm.
Where people who have a badge or who are in bed with some bureaucracy, whether they're a senator or something, get special courtesies and special privileges and special rights. And that's what it is.
Right. The police behave differently when they're being watched. That's why having a video camera can be very, very useful to those of us out here who are activist types and who want to keep people safe and keep ourselves safe from aggression. Police, in many cases, can behave better with cameras. Of course, they change. It just depends on the officer. Sometimes a cop will go off if you've got a camera and, you know, smash your camera and beat you up. But in a lot of cases, they'll behave better, especially if there's multiple people around watching, whether they have cameras or not. And in this case, this happened in a populated area. This cop ran into a parked car, and people started coming around. So people coming around means the police have to do certain things that otherwise maybe they would let slide with another one of their fellow officers. In fact, a story here from Union Leader.
I'm just kind of curious. You know, if this happened in a populated area, you know, and the officers could read this guy his rights, throw him in the back of the car, and then drive him home, and no one would have been the wiser, right?
Right.
So did he go off beforehand? Because that's the way it sounded like, before he got tossed.
He was going off on the side of the road.
That's right. What it sounds like.
What's, you know, so he's not being very wise in that circumstance, because it's
well,
still
drunk.
Could have gone his way if he hadn't have been a jerk about it, right? Like, you know, so if there are people standing around, what are the cops going to do otherwise?
Hunter, one of the officers, wrote in his report, "As I was speaking with him, I detected a strong odor of intoxicating liquor emanating from his breath. His speech was slurred, his eyes were severely bloodshot and glassy, and was wearing flip-flop sandals as he was standing there and was very unsteady on his feet and swaying from side to side." This guy was pretty wasted. And the
He's
accident,
probably written that same thing 100 times.
The accident and
100 different people. I don't know that I believe anything.
Identification as a police officer caused such a stir among nearby residents who had converged at the scene that police took Preston away over concerns about his safety. Hunter wrote that after leaving, the officer later reported that over 100 people, most of them, this is one of the other officers, most of them angry and irate, began to yell about how Salisbury police were corrupt. So don't think for a moment that just because these cops did the right thing in this instance, that they're not doing all kinds of mean stuff and nasty stuff to the regular folks that live in this area. You've got a crowd of people on the side of the road yelling at these cops because they're pissed at the Salisbury police just for various different things
maybe
that they've
done. Maybe the fact that they yelled at the police is what instigated this arrest in the first place, or that he would have given that professional courtesy if it had not been for this mob of people.
Good question.
Demanding justice, actual justice, not justice that comes from a badge.
No way to know when none of us were there, but it certainly would have been interesting.
Salisbury?
I presume it's nearby the seacoast. I mean, this is a seacoast police officer in New Hampshire. I can't imagine he was driving too far away from where he lives, but I'm sure you could pull it up on Google Maps if you're really interested. But there's plenty of other police news out there, and here's one from Idaho, where, according to Reuters, police in Idaho Falls said on Tuesday they've told a 34-year-old man to stop wearing a bunny suit in public after residents complained he has been frightening children. Police warned Idaho Falls resident William Falkingham after a woman said she saw him dressed in the costume peeking at her young son from behind a tree and pointing his finger like a gun, according to a police report.
That is creepy.
Now, if you've got a creepy guy around, would you like to have him in the bunny suit or out of it?
I think in the bunny suit definitely defines creepy guy.
Right. Like, that's, hey, kids, stay away from the guy in the bunny suit.
Yeah, it's pretty
easy. I suppose you could say that the bunny suit might attract children, and so therefore, like, you know, maybe it would not be a good idea.
Well, I also take issue with the whole pointing a finger with, like, a gun. It's like, yeah, was he pointing at him, or was it like he was holding it like a gun? I mean, that's sort of very ambiguous, I think.
The impression I get is that kind of, extended finger, thumb upward thing
that's what it sounds like.
You know, that's the kind of thing you'd do to a kid.
Yeah.
You know, give them that little noise and try to get their attention in whatever way. And this could be a guy who is just as much wants to entertain kids.
He could be just a local eccentric.
Yeah, I had a friend who really liked dressing up as a clown, and for whatever reason, it has become popular in today's culture to be scared of clowns. Oh, clowns are creepy. You know, okay, fine, clowns are creepy. There was I think that clowns have brought a lot of joy to a lot of kids over the years. I think that it's just sort of popular culture now to say that clowns are creepy, fine and dandy. If this guy wants to entertain kids, I suppose, you know, he could be creepy, he could be not, I don't know, but to telling him he shouldn't wear the bunny suit really
seems
dumb
to me.
Yeah, what right do they
have? What right do they have to tell him that in the first place?
I agree with you.
Seriously.
They should leave people alone. If somebody wants to wear a bunny suit, they should be able to. But there are a lot of places where, for instance, wearing masks is completely illegal except on Halloween. So there are a number of places where they will tell you what you can and can't wear. In fact, I was in court the other day. I was told I can't wear a slogan shirt.
Really?
So, right. Even though in Massachusetts, which is generally thought of as more of a police state than New Hampshire, even though in Massachusetts, both Pete and Adamo from LibertyOnTour.com were allowed to wear slogan T-shirts, shirts with phrases on them.
You mean when you're off at the defendant table or whatever?
Yeah, as a defendant.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to wear any kind of anything that has any kind of wordage on it. So,
or you're offending the dignity of the court, is that right?
Well, the idea is you're not supposed to be influencing the jury, but
at
isn't that my job as a defense person to influence the jury
in
my favor?
Yeah, I believe so.
At least that makes a little bit of sense. That telling the guy not to wear the bunny suit is, I don't know, that's, I mean,
well,
is
for
he
going to
get less
public?
Creepy?
No, he's... Well, because what other suit is he going to wear next time?
Right, that's the thing. Is he going to get less creepy because he's not wearing the bunny suit? And... Wouldn't you? I mean, this is it makes it easy for the parents. Hey, little JJ.
Yes.
Don't hang out with a guy with a bunny suit, okay?
Yes.
Like, he's weird.
There's more coming up here about the bunny man. We've got the toll-free number for you at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can take control or bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 1-855-450-3. That's 855-450-3733. And joining me tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
We're inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we have for you there. Shrine of Female Listeners is one of the features. The dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program, shrine.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there.
Also, if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI is a company that can handle that for you. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, big supporter of Liberty, big supporter of Free Talk Live, our longest running advertiser, and we appreciate his support, and I'm sure he'd appreciate yours. It's SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, so we continue here. Of course, we'll take your calls about anything. We're talking about the bunny suit man. He has been told that, according to the Reuters report out of Salmon, Idaho, in Idaho Falls, 34-year-old man has been told to stop wearing a bunny suit after some residents have complained that he's been frightening children. Now, I don't know if they're actually citing any kind of law in this instance. I think they're just trying to, you know, intimidate somebody into behaving.
Pressure.
Right, behaving the way they want to. Of course, who knows? They might just be able to pull out a disorderly conduct or disobeying
sure.
a police
There's
officer.
Always that.
I was in court today because one of our activist friends was arrested yesterday. And sometimes when you're in court, you see other people that you know. And there was a young man who was in there. And he's actually a free stater, but he's kind of a, I guess, reclusive free stater. He's not one of the more social individuals. But, you know, I saw him and I talked to him. And I guess he was there because he had gotten busted on a car registration charge. He hadn't updated his registration or something like that, one of those paperwork things. But while he was being, I guess, questioned by the officer at the scene, I think he took too long to answer a question or something like that and was arrested for disobeying a police officer. So these guys will just charge you with anything they want to, anytime they want to. If they don't like you, they'll come up with something. They don't need to actually have a law specific to what you're doing. So there doesn't need to be a law saying you can't have a costume on in Idaho Falls. They can just make some crap up. Oh, well, we told him to take it off, and he didn't. So that's disobeying a police officer.
Yeah, they don't need a law to beat you down either. They could just beat you down, throw in a cage, and drop the charges. I mean, it's
sure.
just, they could just do whatever they want. I mean, people don't realize that. It's funny talking to a couple, you know, visitors from time to time here that come to Keene, and they're always like, well, you know, there's this law that cops, they got to do this by the books, you know, and this, that, the other thing, and if they do this one process with a judge, and you can get them off by following this paperwork thing, and we're like, no, don't you see, they do whatever they want.
Yeah, that's something that someone will say who's never actually tried what
yes,
you're talking about.
That's right.
Right.
But, you know, I think that people have different experiences, and if you're dealing with, say, a court system and some police officers that haven't dealt with somebody who's, you know, trying one of these systems, they may say, you know, it's just not worth whatever this ticket is to go through this shenanigans with these folks. But, you know, here in Keene, New Hampshire, many of the shenanigans have been tried, and at this point, they're farther along the paradigm in dealing with the activists. You know, it's first they ignore you. Then they laugh at you, then they fight you, and then you win.
They are definitely
fight.
Ignoring and laughing part. So back to the bunny man here, an investigation of the sighting. Again, allegations from one woman say he was hiding behind a tree, pointing his finger like a gun at her young son and apparently disturbing him, although it sounds to me more like mom was the one that was disturbed by it. An investigation of the sighting led officers to question other neighbors who expressed that they were greatly disturbed by Falkingham and his bunny suit. Neighbors, what is the world coming to when you can't wear a damn bunny suit without people getting all freaked out?
Well, I'll tell you what, Ian, this country's come a long way without people wearing bunny suits, but don't need to start now.
Neighbors reported that he occasionally wears a tutu along with the bunny suit.
Oh, wow.
Falkingham told police that while he enjoys wearing the suit, he understood the concerns and that he could be cited as a public nuisance. Apparently that was the threat, a public nuisance for that type of behavior. Idaho Falls Police Department spokesbureaucrat said Falkingham could not be reached for comment. Neighbor Deborah Colson defended Falkingham in a telephone interview with Reuters, saying he has an eccentric but otherwise harmless habit of dressing up in costume and making appearances on his own property. He's got the bunny outfit, a cowboy suit, and a ballerina dress, but you don't see him except when he's tripping through his backyard, she said. Coulson said she worried that news of Falkingham's at-home habits might make him a target of fear and scorn. She said he's never done anything wrong, but wears his little suits in the background. He's got a strange lifestyle at home, but we all do weird things at home. It makes me so sad. People don't even do anything, and they get laughed at. Well, this is more than just laughing at somebody. This is threatening somebody. It's one thing to be amused by the man in the silly suit walking downtown. Recently, we had a guy in a green suit come through Keene. This was probably about a year or so ago. Some guy wearing this, like, total green bodysuit from head to toe was, you know, kind of carousing about downtown Keene. And that was okay. People had fun with him. Like, hey, it's a guy in a green suit.
It certainly was different.
Right. It's weird. It's but it's not a nuisance. Like, people are just so uppity these days.
Let
people wear whatever the hell they want to. We had one guy who was wearing a cape who would go down downtown. Sean, he was on the show for a while. He would wear a cape. He'd go downtown. He would rescue people from the parking meter bandits. He would go and put a dime or a nickel or something like that into people's expired parking meters to prevent them from getting parking tickets. People love that, man. I mean, sure, he got a few people razzing him because he was wearing a cape downtown, basically an outfit.
He's got a handlebar mustache too, and he's in his mid-20s, so I mean, you know, he's quite a character.
People, of course, somebody's going to razz you if you're wearing a bunny suit or a cape or a green suit, but other people are going to be very amused. They're going to enjoy the fact that somebody's doing something different, that someone is stepping outside of the proverbial box and taking a little bit of a risk to be unusual. And I think things like that should be celebrated, not oppressed, and I think it's really sad what they've done to this guy.
Yeah, definitely. I think it goes back to, do you own yourself? I mean, it's quite simple. If a guy can't wear whatever silly outfit he wants on his own property or even walking around public places, you know, it's just absurd. You can't put anything in your body. You can't put anything on your body. I mean, you can't do anything with your body without permission. It's just like, at what point do people realize that there is something seriously wrong with this system?
It's really kind of the reverse of the people that get upset about nudity, right? There are some people that get upset about somebody being topless walking down the street, and now this is kind of the 180-degree opposite of that. This guy's anything but topless. He's got a bunny suit on in the middle of the summertime.
And a tutu.
And, you know, and possibly a tutu, and people are upset about that. You're just not normal enough, dude. That's really what it is. We're going to charge you with not being normal enough. That's the crime here.
Yeah.
You know, I would say that attempting to initiate conversation with kids is probably the biggest problem here. Not the suit wearing.
Well, the claim is he was behind a tree shooting his gun.
Yeah, that's this one paranoid, perhaps, woman's take on the situation.
There are no other claims in this article about
talking
to kids.
Right, but, well, there's the other claims in the article involve that sympathetic neighbor who said he's been doing this for a while and he has a bunch of different outfits.
Right.
And if this is, like, the first incident that's ever come about and all he's done is point his finger at a child, and now you're going to come down on him with guns are drawn, ready to put him in a cage? I mean, that's just ludicrous.
How many people have had a young person wave at them just because they're young? They don't know you. They're just walking by and they're waving at you and you wave back. Is that a problem, or is it only a problem if you're wearing a bunny suit?
I'd say that raises the people's concern.
Just waving anybody? Waving a kid when they wave at you?
No, people in bunny suits.
Oh, the bunny suit. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in via the toll-free number. It's brand new, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we give to you there completely free. They include the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you, W-I-K-I Wiki. freetalklive.com.
You know that cigarettes will kill you, and you've probably been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try. It's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier. Well, listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com if you've been kind of on the fence. A pack-a-day smoker will save, on average, $120 a month. So you're already start being richer, feeling better, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Get free shipping on orders of $60 or more. The cartomizers cost $69, so you get free shipping also. So all you have to do is call 855-2-GET-VAPOR. It's 855-2-GET-VAPOR, vaporsmiths.com, 855-2-GET-VAPOR.
Yeah, not only is it better for you, not only is...
I think you can make a health... well, let's see. Now, what can't you say? Yeah, I think you can say better.
Well, you just said it was 22,000 times healthier.
Yeah, I'm just very careful as to what one can say and what one can't.
Wasn't that an FDA study? Didn't because I had questioned that at first when the copy first came through.
It is not an FDA study. No, this is this takes the amount of carcinogens and does the math on them and comes up with 22,000 times healthier. So they're 22,000 times fewer carcinogens.
Okay. Because I know that I had questioned that because it sounded pretty unbelievable when I first heard
right.
it.
Right. We don't want to make health claims that we haven't got vetted in some way. And if you're taking your health advice from two talk show hosts, you probably need to rethink that. But
I marked the email here from the CEO of Vaporsmith says the FDA tested and found that cigarettes contain 0 through 8 nanograms versus 100 e-cigarettes. Excuse me, contain 0 through 8 nanograms versus 176,000 nanograms. In a pack of cigarettes, and that's the tobacco-specific carcinogens.
Okay, well, FDA isn't making the claim of 22,000 times healthier. They're just doing the giving the original.
They did the testing.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Okay, I guess you.
So 855-450-FREE is our number here. They're really just, it's an amazing product, the e-cigarette. I'm excited about it. I don't even smoke.
And this particular one is better than the rest because it has a larger, more powerful vaporizer, so you can get a good hit, and that's very important to smokers.
That's right.
I know.
Yes. As a smoker, I can tell you having a good hit is definitely important to enjoying the cigarette.
If it's a half a hit, it's just not going to do it.
No, it's not.
All right, so 1-855-450-FREE. We're just talking about the police cracking down on a man who has been wearing a bunny suit. But don't think for a moment that only people with bunny suits are in trouble by the clothing cops, basically. In Tavares, down in Florida, Florida schools have a lot of problems, according to CBS Miami. The state cut budgets to the bone, and local taxpayers are hard-pressed to make up the difference. Teachers are being fired, programs are being cut, and in Lake County, the heart of the state, the response from the school board is to ban students from wearing orange hair, bangs, and makeup that hides their eyes. Lake County School Board used a special meeting to vote on the policy to make sure a final vote can be held to get the rules into place for the start of the school year. School board members originally changed the dress code to bring the district in line with a new law approved by the Florida legislature. As lawmakers were cutting funds for school programs, they found time to pass what's widely known as the Droopy Drawers Law. That's right. The law made schools safe from students wearing saggy pants that show their underwear, an urban fashion trend that riled legislators enough to put kids' pants into the Florida statutes.
Wow, that is just crazy right there. That's Florida?
Yeah, you haven't heard of this before?
Florida's pretty crazy.
No, they're actually kind of behind the times. There are a lot of other places that have done this, where they've done these saggy pants bans.
Wow.
But I've never heard of the state government doing it. So this may be the first time, I could be incorrect, but this may be the first time that a state legislature has passed this. Usually it's a city council that will go ahead and create a saggy pants ban, and they'll instruct their police to target kids with saggy pants and threaten them with fines if they don't go and change their clothes.
Sure.
And now you're looking at it, and a statewide law banning
saggy
pants.
Well, why don't we just have a dress code? Why doesn't the state just issue the clothes that the state feels it's appropriate for you to wear, and then we won't have to worry about fines and all that sort of stuff.
Well, to be fair, this is, from what I understand, only on the school campus where this applies, but it's only a matter of time.
Well, sure, I guess if you want everybody to be the same, they're all going to go to the school and get fed the same indoctrination and propaganda, so why not dress the same and eat
well,
the same?
Well, a lot of parents would love the idea of having uniforms at school. You're right, JJ. I mean, there's a fairly heavy push within the government schools to have uniforms, and there are a lot of people that are advocating this. I, of course, am completely opposed to it. If you're going to have government schools, and I think it's a terrible idea to have your kid in government schools, it's I think, an even worse idea to have them all look the same. Because it just de-individuates people. It takes away their individuality, just like the military. They cut your hair all
the same. I disagree for different reasons. I think that there is value to uniforms.
De-individuate people?
I think that there's value to uniforms. I can see why some parents would want that. I think the problem is when you collect taxes from everybody, some people are going to agree, some people are going to disagree. And when you take taxes from me, and then or Ian, for that matter, you take taxes from Ian and then tell his kid how he's going to dress, that's immoral.
In adjusting the policy to include the law, school board members went a step further. According to Lake County Schools website, the students will be banned from using so-called extreme hairstyles. You know, like the mohawk would have been extreme back in the 1980s.
Wow, I bet it still is. Isn't it sort of a regression of sorts? Wasn't there a time back in the 60s and perhaps even earlier, the 50s, when anyone who strayed outside of the the crew cuts and the poofy hair for the girls, you know, anyone who strayed outside that was just wrapped on a
counterculture.
Yeah.
You're dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. You're a punk, and we're just going to arrest you and just harass you.
Yeah, I bet you're right, Mark. I bet you that a mohawk would still be considered extreme today. It's pretty uncommon.
I think so.
Also, bangs have been banned. Having bangs is considered inappropriate. Unnatural hair colors. Man, kids love. A lot of them don't have jobs to go to because government prevents them from getting a job at young ages. So they go crazy with their hair. They have fun. It's again another expression of their individuality. They're trying to, you know, when you're a young child, or I'm not necessarily talking about children here. I'm talking about teenagers in a lot of cases. But when you're a young person, you want to express yourself. You want to be seen as different in a lot of cases. And having a radical hairstyle or a hair color that is really wild and hot is something kids like to do, and what's wrong with it?
What about the metaphor of using the metaphor in this case of the parents and the populace who restrict drinking and sort of create this mysticism around drinking as this terrible demonic thing, and then the kids grow up, and once they're able to make their own decisions, they go and binge hardcore into drinking. Now, what would happen in this scenario where kids are put into this sort of compartmentalized box where you will be this kind of person during these hours of the day? When they grow up and they get into their workplace, these going to be the people full of tattoos and just weird clothing style,
Howlett bunny manifest.
Suits, and
bunny suits.
I'm correlating to the last story, man. These people are going to be wearing bunny suits around when they're 35 years old.
I saw on the front page of the newspaper here in Keene, New Hampshire, it had two boys with one with sort of pink fuchsia hair and one with and this was short cropped haircuts, but it was maybe a quarter inch, half inch long, I don't know about that length, and one had bright green hair, and they were swimming at a local swimming hole, and this was just a close-up of the two boys, and they're cute, and their mom's a hairstylist and did this because they were interested in doing it, and they'd done something good that I can't recall that she was rewarding them for. So I can see how some people feel about these things. I tend to be somewhat socially conservative myself, but these are other people's kids, not your own.
The code also sets rules for hemlines for dresses, but also extreme makeup, so-called, that is disruptive and does not allow
now
for direct eye contact.
Now you've hit my point here. As far as I'm concerned, girls going to school that can't pull their skirts down over their underpants, that is not acceptable crap.
Wow. So you're going to tell women what to do, huh, Mark?
For one, I'd like them to stop using my money to go to school with.
I agree with you.
I'd like other people's... They can wear whatever they want on their own dime.
855-450-FREE. If I'm being forced to go to government school, I want to at least be able to enjoy the attractive young ladies.
You want to wear a skirt. That's what you want to do.
More coming up here. Wow. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, and fit standard mason jars and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tattler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits. Magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches. First aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The Maine name in military supply.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's a number you need to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever it is that you want. That's the point of this program. And joining you this evening, it's Ian.
JJ.
And Mark.
Talking about school-related stuff. In this particular case, Lake County schools down in Florida have banned teenagers from using, presumably it applies to elementary school kids, but it's more likely it's going to be teenagers to be targeted, from using extreme so-called hairstyles, including bangs. Apparently bangs are considered extreme.
Bang!
Basically, they're upset that some kids have eye makeup as well that is so-called disruptive makeup. Disruptive. And or does not allow direct eye contact. Now, how does that work?
Big thick eyelashes? I mean, I can see bangs coming down in the eyes, maybe.
Right.
Which is great because it covers up the indoctrination from entering your periphery. But I think the distracting part, oh my goodness, that young lady looks very attractive. I'm distracted. I mean, how else, what's...
The dress code even provides instructions on how to use clothing, telling students, quote, clothes shall be worn as designed while on the grounds of a public school during the regular school day. You shall use the clothes as designed. Is that to suggest that, you know, you shouldn't take the T-shirt off and put it on your head?
Aren't these pants that they're wearing around their butts designed to be worn that way?
Yes.
I mean, so, I don't understand then. Their complaint is that the young males, I suspect largely, are the ones wearing their pants around their butt. And I don't find it that great at all. I mean, the fashion has gone from showing off their underwear to not wearing it at all. I mean, you know, some kid walking around with his butt crack showing doesn't do anything for me. I can see why, you know, in school they have to keep some level of decorum. I've got that. But the problem is already it's government school where our money is stolen in order to fund this.
Now get this, school officials told reporters they needed to act because extreme styles can be dangerous.
Extreme.
Dangerous. It's dangerous to have a mohawk or bangs or
right.
eye makeup.
You know why? Because those people are probably less likely to believe the BS that is coming out of the teacher's mouth.
Oh, I think that they're already pretty cynical at these ages up in high school. I mean, my experience in high school is they're not throwing off the man.
Good point, though, JJ. It could be dangerous to their legitimacy.
That's right.
If somebody steps out of line. The policy doesn't really say what's considered unnatural or extreme. It leaves it up to the school principal to make the call. I'll know it when I see it.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And or assign someone as the school's clothing cop. Students who don't get the message could face escalating punishment of up to a 30-day ban on taking part in extracurricular activities. Students upset with the changes, because a lot of these kids that have these extreme hairstyles, I'm sure, just really want to hang out more after school.
Oh, right, yeah. It's sure none of them are involved in any extracurricular activity.
The students upset with the changes will get at least one last chance to complain. The school board will take a final vote coming up here in a few weeks. So I'm sure that'll make a big difference.
Well, now think of this, okay? I mean, young people in general need some avenue to rebel in, some avenue to let their energies flow, unrestricted in some fashion.
I think they need to show their independence,
yes.
But the problem is that they're so stifled in that area.
That's what I'm getting at. Is what I'm saying is that without avenues to vent this energy creatively or constructively, they might be left to turn that energy inward and maybe start doing pills in a bathroom.
Cutting.
I won't go into cutting, but so much, like smashing up their Ritalin and snorting it in the bathroom because, mm-hmm. A lot of them are probably on these medications that the government feels they ought to be on.
Sure.
And so now they're using, different methods to relieve this sort of energy and looking for other ways that they can get their sort of fix of being an independent person. And this might lead to other unforeseen consequences that are far more devastating than
force always does. I mean, I think you're absolutely right about that. Anytime you use aggression, you can expect you're going to have unforeseen consequences. Your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. Maybe you're currently in the government school system and you can relate to us some of your experiences with these absurdities, because it's certainly not just the Florida schools that are doing nonsense like this. But really, if you're a parent, and your child is in government school, please do whatever you can to get them out. Not only because they'll restrict their freedom to express themselves creatively with their own bodies or their clothes that they wear, but also because their freedom to think will be inhibited, their freedom to learn what they want will be inhibited,
and
they will be indoctrinated to believe in the state.
I think this is the biggest point as far as this goes. Is I really many of these fashions bother me. I don't like them. They bug me. I don't want to see them. Agreed. I get where these guys are coming from. Yeah, fine.
Well, you're totally entitled to it.
Right. I do not want to see young males walking around with no underpants, with their butt crack showing and their pants halfway down, showing off that stuff.
Usually, they do have the boxers on, from what I understand.
That's the old style. I've seen it without, and it's awful. I mean, your pubes sticking at the top, right over their button of their
yummy.
Pants. It's weird, as far as I'm concerned, and completely unacceptable behavior.
I was walking around at Porkfest like that.
Well, probably stoned out of your mind too. But I think the point to be had here is that young people generally are going to rebel against sort of a heavy-handed control.
Yes.
And if you put this kind of heavy hand control on them, how are they going to rebel when the time comes later that they can do whatever they want? How much time are they going to – whereas it might have been a phase before, JJ, like you said,
yes.
Piercings, tattoos, all these things, they're forever.
Yes.
You know, it's one thing to have a funny haircut and, some clothing that might be unacceptable. It's another thing entirely to get tattoos and all that other stuff. So I think that you'll see people react. They, they react to stimuli, and mm-hmm. some of them react to this sort of overbearing, dominant stimuli.
Your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE. Now then, if you want to get your kids out of government school, that's when the options really start to open up. Now, we'd like to see a free market in education. We're nowhere near that happening. But in the meantime, there are still some interesting choices out there as far as how to educate your kids. Now, clearly, there's the homeschooling route, which is probably the most affordable method to homeschool. You're not paying for the overhead of some building or a staff or anything like that. The homeschooling is a great way to get kids educated. In fact, some would point out that homeschooling is more effective than even the private schools are at educating kids.
Well, and I just interject one point, is that you can make your homeschooling very much customized to your child. And you can understand, as a parent, you can understand your child's needs very precisely because you live with them and you know them very well. And you can adjust for their needs and compensate in various areas to make that schooling, that knowledge more digestible for that child and thus give them an actual education.
No more one-size-fits-all government procedure, government policy handed down from the feds or the state to someone has determined, some great educator has determined what your children will learn, as though that's what your children need to learn, as though somebody who's been to college knows exactly how kids are supposed to learn because they're all different, and it's like the government school system doesn't take that into account.
It can't. The government school system attempts to use the economy of scale. They'll take 1,000, 2,000 kids, put them on one campus, put everything centralized, and attempt to make this work. And what they get is, what we've got in our government school systems.
Right.
Crap. You know, I think that kids are going to be far better educated in smaller groups, smaller schools that are more specialized to each kid's needs and wants and desires.
I think the second half to that, Mark, is not only do they cater to, you know, the economies of scale, but they cater to the lowest common denominator. They boil down the education so that it meets, like, their standards, and it crosses all cross-sections of society and is just this basic lump of words to memorize.
Right. That perpetuates itself. I wouldn't call
Which
it the
I
lowest.
I hated that, by the way. The memorization stuff in school, I hated that.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be much point in it in sort of real life. But the lowest common denominator thing, it doesn't quite go to the lowest common denominator.
Not.
It goes to about 0.2 or something like that. And then kicks the kids underneath that down to the dum-dum class, and then that happens again, and then that happens again. But also, as it goes down, then the year-after-year progression is sort of, dumbing, because it's a spiral of dum-dumbness.
Yes.
Well, one of the big objections that comes up when you talk about homeschooling is that people are so acclimated to the government schools. I mean, we all probably went to government school. Mark, you did go to a private school for a period of time. What about you, Chuck?
I was public school all my life.
I was government school my whole life as well. And so most people went to government school. And although, of course, a lot of private schools are modeled after, you know, kind of the government school. We're going to send kids to a classroom, and they're going to have a teacher, and they're, you know, there's going to be bells and whatever. So people are acclimated to this. And so when you suggest, you could homeschool your kids, a lot of parents will say, I'm not a teacher. I don't know how to teach.
Well, the first thing they usually say is, what about socialization? I think is the first thing that people
say. Well, there is that, but clearly that's easy to get over now. I mean, people in homeschooling.
What is socialization? Learning how to knife fight and cuss in public school?
Get together with other homeschoolers.
No, being made fun of.
I can kick my own kid's butt at home. I don't need to send him to school for it if that's what I wanted to do.
But what about the unschooling method? There's actually a national story about this. We're going to share some of it with you here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live, Hour 3 next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advance work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize, and off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.